Pay it forward.
In 1971, when Larry Stewart was 22 years old, he lost his job. For weeks, he drove from city to city and looked for work. He found nothing. In a small town in Mississippi, his car ran out of gas, and he ran out of money. He couldn't pay for a hotel room, so he slept in his car. He had no money to buy food, so he got really hungry. For 2 days, he ate nothing at all. Early in the morning, Larry went to a small restaurant. Only one man was working there. He was the restaurant's owner. Larry ate a big breakfast. When the owner gave him the bill, Larry reached into his back pocket. "Oh no," he said, "I lost my wallet." Of course, that wasn't true. Larry's wallet was in his car, but there was no money in it. The owner bent down and reached under Larry's table. When he stood up, he had a $20 bill in his hand. "I think you dropped this," he said. He put the money in Larry's hand. "Yes, I think I did," Larry said. He paid for his breakfast, then pushed his car to a gas station and filled the tank. Larry decided to drive to Kansas City, Missouri, because he had a cousin there. "Maybe my cousin can help me find work," Larry thought. On the way to Kansas City, Larry thought about the restaurant owner. "He didn't really find that $20 under my table," Larry decided. "He gave me his money." In Kansas City, Larry found a job. Later, he started a cable TV business, and it was a success. 9 years after he arrived in Kansas City, Larry was a rich man. One day, Larry went to a restaurant in Kansas City and ordered a hamburger for lunch. The waitress who took his order looked tired. Larry thought back to 1971, when he was tired, hungry, and out of work. He thought about the small restaurant in Mississippi and the man who had given him $20. When the waitress brought the bill, Larry gave her $20. "Keep the change," he told her. The waitress started to cry. "Thank you, sir," she said. "Thank you very much." When Larry left the restaurant, he went to his bank and got some $100 bills. All day he walked around Kansas City with the money. When he saw people who looked sad or poor, he gave them a $100 bill. At the end of the day, he felt wonderful. Larry had a new hobby, giving money away. Sometimes he gave $100 bills to people on the street. Sometimes he went to fast food restaurants or laundromats and gave money to people there. He returned to the restaurant in Mississippi and gave the owner an envelope with $10,000 in it. When the man opened the envelope, he tried to hand it back. "No, sir," Larry told him. "I came to pay you back." Altogether, Larry gave away more than $1 million. "We are here on earth to help one another," Larry said. "Help the people who helped you. Help others too. Don't just pay it back. Pay it forward."